Introduction. Edward McKendry Bounds was born in Shelby County, Missouri, August 15, 1835, and died August 24, 1913, in Washington, Georgia. He received a common school education at Shelbyville and was admitted to the bar soon after his majority. He practiced law until called to preach the gospel at the age of 24. His first pastorate was Monticello, Missouri, Circuit. It was while serving as pastor of Brunswick, Missouri, that war was declared and the young minister was made a prisoner of war because he would not take the oath of allegiance to the federal government. He was sent to St. Louis and later transferred to Memphis, Tennessee. Finally securing his release, he traveled on foot nearly 100 miles to join General Pierce's command in Mississippi and was soon after made chaplain of the 5th Missouri Regiment, a position he held until near the close of the war when he was captured and held as prisoner at Nashville, Tennessee. After the war, Reverend E.M. Bounds was pastor of churches in Tennessee and Alabama. In 1875, he was assigned to St. Paul Methodist Church in St. Louis and served there for 4 years. In 1876, he was married to Miss Emmy Barnett at Eufaula, Alabama, who died 10 years later. In 1887, he was married to Miss Hattie Barnett, who, with 5 children, survives him. After serving several pastorates, he was sent to the First Methodist Church in St. Louis, Missouri for 1 year and to St. Paul Methodist Church for 3 years. At the end of his pastorate, he became the editor of the St. Louis Christian Advocate. He was a forceful writer and a very deep thinker. He spent the last 17 years of his life with his family in Washington, Georgia. Most of the time he was reading, writing, and praying. He rose at 4 a.m. each day for many years and was indefatigable in his study of the Bible. His writings were read by thousands of people and were in demand by the church people of every Protestant denomination. Bounds was the embodiment of humility with a seraphic devotion to Jesus Christ. He reached that high place where self is forgotten and the love of God and humanity was the all-absorbing thought and purpose. At 76 years of age, he came to me in Brooklyn, New York, and so intense was he that he awoke us at 3 o'clock in the morning praying and weeping over the lost of earth. All during the day he would go into the church next door and be found on his knees until called for his meals. This is what he called the business of praying. Infused with this heavenly ozone, he wrote Preacher and Prayer, a classic in its line and now gone into several foreign languages, read by men and women all over the world. In 1909, while Reverend A.C. Dixon was preaching in Dr. Broughton's Tabernacle, Atlanta, Georgia, I sent him a copy of Preacher and Prayer by Bounds. Hear what he says. This little book was given me by a friend. I received another copy at Christmas from another friend. Well, thought I, there must be something worthwhile in the little book, or two of my friends would not have selected the same present for me. So I read the first page until I came to the words, Man is looking for better methods. God is looking for better men. Man is God's method. That was enough for me, and my appetite demanded more until the book was finished with pleasure. This present volume is a companion work and reflects the true spirit of a man whose business it was to live the gospel that he preached. He was not a luminary, but a sun, and takes his place with Brainerd and Bramwell as untiring intercessors with God. H. W. Hodge. Purpose in Prayer by E. M. Bounds. My creed leads me to think that prayer is efficacious, and surely a day's asking God to overrule all events for good is not lost. Still, there is a great feeling that when a man is praying, he is doing nothing, and this feeling makes us give undue importance to work, sometimes even to the hurrying over, or even to the neglect of prayer. Do not we rest in our day too much on the arm of flesh? Cannot the same wonders be done now as of old? Do not the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth still to show himself strong on behalf of those who put their trust in him? Oh, that God would give me more practical faith in him. Where is now the Lord God of Elijah? He is waiting for Elijah to call on him. James Gilmore of Mongolia.